Republican legislators have been holding back a DNR plan to cut mercury emissions from major Wisconsin power plants 80% by the year 2015. The GOP lawmakers say one concern is Wisconsin possibly enacting tougher limits than what the EPA has been preparing nationally. The Bush administration is now suggesting that mercury emissions not be regulated like other very toxic pollutants. Instead, mercury would be more loosely regulated, like smog, and utilities could buy and sell the right to emit the chemical. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says he's concerned about what he's seen of the EPA plan.
What we have been saying for quite a while as part of these negotiations is that the federal rules may not be out on time or they may be watered down. And I guess this is some indication that we may be right and it may give us a little bit more momentum in what we're trying to do here in Wisconsin.
Hassett says some Northeast states and Canadian provinces are already going for tougher mercury controls than what Wisconsin has in mind. But State Senate Environment Committee Chairperson Neil Kedzie says the federal proposal is a step in the right direction,
which calls for at least a 70% reduction by 2018. It's also looking at a cap and trade program. I think that we do have to look at a multiple approach as far as looking at other pollutants besides mercury. But any step in a reduction on a national basis is better than a state-by-state approach.
The Sierra Club calls the Bush administration mercury idea an outrage and says 90% cuts in emissions are technically achievable. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.